going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What were you told was the reason for the cancellation?
Well, our chair, who is Tim Myers, he has the unilateral right to set that meeting as the chairman to call a committee of the whole. And he, because of the fact that at the Buffalo Common Council, there was so little information given, this isn't what he said, but at the Buffalo Common Council, so little substantive information was given that he was assuming that there would be information that we could take from that and use that to have the foundation of ours. At that meeting, the Common Council members asked for additional information on a couple of topics, and they said they'd be providing that. So I think, as a courtesy to the Buffalo Common Council, he decided to delay it in order to get more information. Likewise, I wanted to talk at that meeting about, I would rather have had it gone forward myself, all right? But one of the things that when the meeting occurs that I want to talk about is the use of take-home vehicles, especially such expensive take-home vehicles, especially when I really don't see the basis for take-home vehicles, that why are we using take-home? For example, Tom, one of the things is that it seems that there was not clarity as to whether he was during working hours or not during working hours. And that's because it was a take-home vehicle, and because they don't clock in overtime, he has over, maybe 80% more of his salary in overtime. That seems like a lot. And so I think those are things, and I did ask the sheriff for information on the timesheets to see, because we should know there were timesheets for that week as to whether he claimed time during that. So there are a lot of things that haven't been produced yet. There's been, in some ways, a cover-up for a year, you could say, even use that strong of a word, or at least lack of sharing for a year. And that is continued, really. And hopefully when the hearing does occur, and I am hoping that it will occur in the near future, that these questions will be answered, and it won't just be kicked down the road till people forget about it. Because I don't think people will forget about it, and I don't think we should.
How important is it, Jeannie, to at some point have this meeting?
I think it's important because if the conclusion, there's one school of thought in our group saying that we need the information to have the hearing, whereas I think that's true. But if we can't get the information, that is worth a hearing. The fact that we don't have the information, just like in your business, the fact that somebody doesn't answer a question directly is newsworthy, just as somebody who does answer a question directly is newsworthy. They mean different things, but it's newsworthy that we don't have the information. And it's newsworthy that even now, the Common Council, I know you covered it, but I was, I mean, it was very much that there were no answers. They were at this meeting. Who turned off their body cam? When? How do we know? At one point at the end of the meeting, I heard the man say, which I would ask you if it's if you heard the same, that he said that it's the choice of the officer whether to turn it on or not, which is contrary to the written policy. The written policy is when interacting, they must have it on. So with the public, and at that point, the driver was the public. So I don't think it was optional at that moment. So the questions aren't, so the one councilman asked how many had it off and how many chose to have it on, did all five. There wasn't really good answers on that. And likewise, the response to our follow-up on the FOIL request wasn't that these don't exist. The answer was that we are not disclosing them even still due to a criminal investigation. The only way they can have a choice not to, they can still give it, but the only way they have a choice is if it's a criminal, not a violation of a vehicle and traffic law, but a criminal is felony or misdemeanor investigated. And that's after the, the violation charges for that were given at the time for not for reckless driving, which can be a misdemeanor. But anyway, my point is like, who's being criminally investigated? And as opposed to saying there are no body camera videos, instead, the response was we're not producing them because there's an ongoing criminal investigation. So anyway, that to me is, it's not, people talk about transparency. This is the time to be transparent. And that includes the mayor of Buffalo requiring the people to say, the public has a right to know, we want to know this. We're not trying to cover this up. We are not trying to do what the Catholic Church did. And I'm a devout Catholic. We're not trying to do what the Catholic Church did of covering things up. We're trying to bring things to light and then let people make informed decisions on it.
How soon would you like the meeting committee of the whole to come together?
Well, I would like it at the next committee meeting, but it's not committee. We can't have it at the committee meetings. Even though it's called the committee of the whole, it has to be when we're in session, because that's when all the legislators are there. And technically, on any individual committee, it doesn't have it. So we have them twice a month. We have the sessions, we call them. And then, so I would like it at the next one. But as far as it's up to our chair, who somebody I do very much admire. And even though we have a difference of opinion on this, I see where he's coming from, because his background is in, large organizations and, working with managing people in large organizations. So he's probably realistic in the sense that things take time for large organizations to turn things over. But on the other hand, mine is more that I think we have to keep our foot on the gas to make sure that people know that they will get answers to the questions, and it won't just be pushed down and then hopefully we're thinking of something else in 3 weeks.